All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Jepson County Public Infrastructure District. Today is July 9th. We have a quorum of the board. So everyone on the call, let's go around, state your name for the recording. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. Kent, you want to start for us?
And Isaacson.
David Calder.
Yeah, Kent Olson.
Thanks, Kent. Thanks, David.
David Hutchison with CLA.
Hank, did you say? I didn't hear, sorry.
Yeah, I said Hank Isaacson.
Thanks, Hank.
Hey guys, Matt Entz with Snow Jensen and Reese.
Apologize. Hi, Matt.
Muted there for a minute because I was on another call, but good to see you guys.
Yeah, you too.
And
Morning
just
today.
I'm working at home. I'm going to have to leave in a few minutes because I have another meeting I need to attend, but I wanted to jump in for a few minutes at the start here.
And then we have Jennifer back at the anchor location back at our offices. I don't show anyone else on the call. Jennifer, do we have anybody there at the anchor location besides the board members?
Yeah, no members from the public.
Okay, perfect. I am going to take out of order, and we're going to go down real quick to the action items. So, Matt, if you want to cover real quick the reimbursement and the payment application form. And if you want, I can pull up the application form.
Yeah, if you have it there, that'd be great. This is actually really straightforward. As we have continued to work with both your PID and the various other PIDs that we represent, we've made some revisions to the reimbursement forms that we use just to make them more practical, to bring them into line with some of the legal requirements that we're required to meet. And so we're going back to even our older PIDs now and just having you approve these forms so that we can use them going forward. And so I don't know, there's a lot to talk about the form itself other than just it's reformatted. We've added some language to the third page, which is the engineer certification. Making clear exactly what the engineer is certifying when they sign the application form. So really just a housekeeping matter more than anything else, just to make sure you guys are up to date and we're using the most current forms. So
yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
And any questions about that, board?
No. It looks pretty straightforward.
Yeah. While Matt was here, I just wanted to cover that for you. Okay. If there's no questions, can we get a motion to approve the revised agreement, which this will be part of? It's the, I want to say it's the infrastructure and reimbursement agreement. Yep, the infrastructure acquisition and reimbursement agreement.
I'll make a motion that we approve the information, the reimbursement agreement, the information.
Thanks, David.
I'll second that motion.
Thanks, Kent. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. Appreciate it. All right, I'm going to share my screen and we'll go to the agenda so everybody can see it.
Michael, if it's okay, maybe if I can just ask before
yep.
I have to run here in a couple minutes, is there any items that you guys would like to discuss while I'm here in the meeting for the next few minutes?
I just like to know what the balance is.
I think David's going to help us with that. So
yeah, when we get to the financials.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. We'll go back then to the agenda. We're on C. So the board minutes, I know they got sent out a little bit late, but if you guys have had a chance to review them. Do they look accurate to you? If they do, we can take a motion to approve them.
Yeah, I just pulled it up. Yeah, that's pretty straightforward. I'll make a motion that we approve the board meeting minute notes held on May 17th, 2024.
Thanks, David.
I'll second.
Thanks, Hank. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. Appreciate it. All right. I think two is going to be covered more in our second quarter financials. And then, so we'll turn it over to David. And then if there's anything else besides what David's going to cover, then we can talk about any outstanding application and requisition. So, David, I'm going to turn it over to you to go through the second quarter financials.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Can you guys see my screen now?
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. So for the Jepson Canyon PID, the balance sheet, governmental funds, June 30th, 2024, we have in the UMB bond fund $353,313.58. Unrestricted sub project fund, the 2022 series, is $652,386 rounded. And excuse me, that was the surplus fund. My apologies. In the UMB unrestricted sub project fund series 2022, there was $92,556 rounded. In the UMB Unrestricted Senior Project Fund, Series 2022 is $1,564 rounded. And no accounts payable, and there's some balances there. Going on to the General Fund Statement of Revenues, Expenditures, and Changes in Fund Balances. For accounting, we had $20,000 budgeted, of which we've had $7,913 rounded. Auditing, $7,000 budget and $7,550 of actual. Insurance, $3,000, of which $3,500 was actual. And legal, $20,000 budgeted of, and $13,603 of actuals. We have had $32,566 of transfers from other funds into here, which is above our budgeted amount of $9,934. And we, to this point, have not had any developer advances and budgeted $42,086. In the debt service fund, schedule of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances, we have had $27,000, $149.53 of interest income, where we had budgeted $50,000 for the year. Property taxes budgeted $9,934 to come later on in the year. For expenditures, so far we have budgeted and actual of $7,000 of paying agent fees, bond interest. Expense budgeted and paid $335,944 rounded, and a contingency of $2,056 budgeted, zero actual. Other financing sources, we have had transfers from other funds of $7,000, and we did not budget anything for that. And transfers to other funds, we had budgeted $9,934 and not had any transfers to other funds so far. For the Capital Projects Fund, schedule revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances, we did not have anything budgeted for the year, but so far through Q2, we have interest income of $3,181 rounded. We've had expenditures and capital outlay of $33,966 rounded, and transfers to other funds of $39,566 rounded. And with that, are there any questions?
Or do you guys have any questions?
Nope. I've been looking over it. Looks good.
Okay. If there's no questions, what we need is a motion to accept the financial statements.
I'll make a motion that we accept the financial statements for the period ending on June 30th, 2024.
Thanks, David.
I'll second that motion.
Thanks, Kent. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. Appreciate that. Board, do you guys have anything that you want to bring up in the meeting? Do you have any questions, anything, Hank?
What is it? I'm still looking for the balance.
I'll show it to you. It's right here. And go over that with you a little bit later. It's this number right here with the unrestricted. That's what's left at the end.
Who's that?
Of course, that meeting's over.
David, just put them back up if you guys wanted to look.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Okay, perfect. Hank, does that answer your questions?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I just wanted to give you guys an update. We've been having some discussions. Some of the bondholders and investors have been reviewing reports. And so I've had to go back. So we dealt with Dave Davidson, Gilmore and Bell, who's the underwriters, it'd be D.A. Davidson's, the underwriters, bond counsel as well. So what the investors are asking in the reports is we're getting information on the assessed valuations, the property taxes that are going to come in, what's budgeted, what's actually received. And the issue has been Matt has really good relationships with Washington County. So when we ask for the info, they're giving us up to date, right when we ask information. People I know up here in Salt Lake County, they give us the information up here and same thing, up to date. Well, some of the other counties, we don't get that. We get last year's numbers. So in some of the budgets, they go through and they look at the tax commission's website, these investors and the bondholders, and they see different numbers. So what we've had to do is get together and we've all decided that we're going to use one kind of standard place. So it's going to be the tax commission's website where we get all the information from. So with that, we're going to have to go back through and make changes to pretty much everybody's documents, their indentures saying that that's where we're going to use it, that we have one location. So I just wanted you guys to know that that's been going on. So you'll get some documents probably that we need to sign. Matt and I have been dealing with them probably for the last 3-4 weeks. We've had a ton of calls going back and forth, but I just wanted you guys to know that it's really the bondholders and the investors that have been pushing this issue. So really not a lot for you guys to worry about because you guys have been covered. It's just, I wanted you guys to have that information.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks for that. Appreciate that.
Yep. Anything else? Hank, I'm trying to remember if I needed you to sign anything. Have you seen the annual report?
Yes.
Okay. Then I've got everything if you've signed that one. I was just going to log in. Okay, well, that's everything I've got, unless you guys have questions for us.
No.
Nope.
right, perfect. If we can get a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion that we adjourn the meeting today.
Thanks, David.
I'll second the motion.
Thanks, Hank. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. Hey, thanks. Good to see you guys. Don't wither away in the heat.